Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Avoisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyam at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyam or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
We're learning Masech this Nida Daf Samach Zayin. We're going to start from the Sugya at the end of Daf Samach Vavim at Beis. The Gemara is discussing the halachas of Tvila. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Yishalei Saman al Gabe Kli Cheres V'titvo. Rava says, a woman's not allowed to stand on the back of a Kli Cheres. That means if you have an earthenware keli, which is overturned, it's turned over, and she wants to stand on top of the Kli Cheres, the overturned Kli Cheres, she's not allowed to be tevil. And the Gemara says, Savar Afkana Lamei Matamamai Mishim Gzeris Merchatzais Ha'agavei Silta Shapidami. That Rav Kana thought the reason is because it's Gzeris Merchatzais. Rashi and Taisus learn that the Gzeris Merchatzais is that there was a lot of Kli Cheres around in Merchatzais. The baths that they had in the baths house were generally speaking earthenware baths. So we don't want to have any earthenware kalim in the mikvah because people might think then you could take a regular bath. We want to make it clear to everyone that a mikvah is different than a bath. If people would use a bath for a mikvah, that's possible. A mikvah bath is shav. Or it's even worse than shav. It's in a kli. So in the Alana, that's not called a mikvah b'chol. So in order to make sure people understand that a mikvah is a different thing than a bathhouse, therefore we didn't have any earthenware kalim in the mikvah. That's what they thought the reason is. So ha, gabe silta shapadami. But if it's on a piece of wood, a wood doesn't look like a bathhouse, it'll be mutter. The reason is not because of Xeris Mechatzais, it's nothing to do with bathhouses, it's because she'll be scared to be tevil. When you're standing on a Kli Cheres, you have to balance yourself, and you're very afraid of slipping, and you won't be able to be tevil properly. So Sultanami Biasam, if she's on a piece of wood, Rus would have that same problem. The Ikum Meimra of Rava is telling you, don't stand on something in a mikvah. It doesn't matter if it's a Kli Cheres, or if it's just a log, or a wooden platform, whatever it might be, if it's something which is not solid like regular ground, and she might slip off it, you can't be tevil because she'll be scared to slip off, and she won't be able to be tevil properly. And the Rishonim Neman, and the Baiskin Neman, that when the Tam is Alz Biasa, that's only a Dim L'chatchila. L'chatchila, she shouldn't be tevil because she'll be scared. But if she was tevil while standing on top of a Kli Cheres or a Silta, and she knows herself or someone else was watching and she knows that she was tevil properly, so then, b'di'evet, it is a good tefillah. Now the Ravid, which is brought in the Chedushei Rashi here, it's in the Bala Nefesh L'Ravid, also the Torah Sabayis L'Rashi brings it, and the Ran in the Hilchus Nid of the Rif, which is printed at the end of Shuas, brings it. He holds a different pshat in Gzeris Merchatzais, what the Havmin of Gzeris Merchatzais is, and it's Negei L'Maskona also, because he holds it really is a Gzeris Merchatzais. It just doesn't apply to Kli Cheres, because he had a different pshat in Gzeris Merchatzais. And the Ravid holds, and he holds this way, Alocha L'maisa, that if a Isha is standing on a Kli, which is Mekabel Tumah, then Chazal L'Gezer, that a Tefillah doesn't work. And that's a Gzeris Merchatzais, because even though Be'etzen, as long as the water in the Kli is attached to the water of the Mikvah, it's okay that it's in a Kli. But people might not think so. People might think, if you're being tevil in a Kli, even though the Kli is attached to the Mikvah, and it's really kosher, But people might not be able to be mechalek between if it's attached to the mikvah or not. So they want you to be tevel in the kli altogether. And not only in a kli, but even on a kli, even if the kli is upside down, it's not being mekabel anything. Still, they didn't want you to be tevel anything to do with the kli. And that's what it means, gzeris mechatzais. Not because, like Rashi and Taisus said, a kli cheris around the mechatzais, it gives the appearance of a mechatzais. No, it's a lomdisha thing. That it's a kli. So people will say, oh, it could be tevel in a kli, so I could be tevel in a bathtub. It was also a kli. And he brings the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Megvais, Perikei, that if you have a mayon, a spring, which is going over a bench, is going over a safsol, it's still a good mayon, because it's all attached, but you can't be tevel on the safsol. You can't be matvel kelim, it's talking about kelim there. You can't be matvel kelim, it would have to be small kelim, or, you know, you can't be matvel kelim on the bench. So when you can't put the kelim on the bench and mitevel them on the bench, why not? Because the bench is a kli. So that's what Xeris Mechatzais means. So why doesn't it apply to a kli chayris that's turned upside down? So Zuck derived it because a kli chayris is only mekabel tumme mitechai. A kli chayris can only become tame or metame anything else if you go to the inside of the kli. The outside of a kli chayris is not mekabel tumme, nor could it transmit tumme. So the Gemara la have in it that since the kli b'chlolius is mekabel tumah, so chayek zeris mechatzais even on the outside of the kli chayris. And that the Gemara's maskana is no, it's not. A kli chayris is not mekabel tumah on its outside. So the outside is not a kli. It's not considered a kli that's mekabel tumah. So why can't you go on the kli chayris? Because you're skinned. So who would then, if it's b'chol not a kli, you're also skinned. But that wouldn't be only lechatchila. You would be asked to do it, but if you did it, then the avid would work. But the other thing that the avid is saying, that you have a kli which is taka makabel tumma, like a kli matris, metal kelim on makabel tumma, or a kli eitz which has a base kibble, is makabel tumma even on the outside. Or any kli which is roi lemedris, any kli which, except for kli cheres is no din medris. But any kli which is, it's intended to sit on or to lay down on, that could become tameh because that's medrash of, and kol makame, the Mishnah said earlier, kol aray latameh medrash, makabel tumas meis. So all these things would be makabel tumah, and there would taka be asr to be tevel them, and not only that, the eved, it wouldn't be a good tefillah. Now I saw in the Aruch HaShulchan, he asked the Gemaldik Akasha, the din of not being tevel in a keli has nothing to do with being mekabel tuma. The dine of kelim legabe mikvayis she'uvim and tefillah bekelim even apply to kli avonim, kli glolim, kli adama. They even apply to kelim which are b'chol not mekabel tuma. So why would there be a chilek in zeris merchatzais between kelim and a mekabel tuma or not? Sounds like a shagakashi. He says, I guess it's a gzeira. And people, if it's not mekabel tuma, so people say, oh, that's why it's okay. And they won't come to say mechatzayis are good, because mechatzayis are mekabel tumah. Even though that has nothing to do with it, that's not the pshat. The pshat is because it's attached to the mikvah, but they'll be titled in the fact that it's not mekabel tumah. Hashem can, if you have a keli which is mekabel tumah, then people will say, oh, you could use mechatzayis also. So HaKobana, this is the shita of the Ravid, the Rajba, the Ran, other Rishaynim, that they're first about the havin of the Gemara of Xeris Mechatzais, Rashi says because it's a kli cheres, because it's earthenware, and Mechatzais, they use earthenware kelim. A very amaratzisha mistake. But they're learning, no, Mechatzais is a pshat because it's makabel tumma. And a kli that's makabel tumma has Xeris Mechatzais. And even the maskana, they're saying it's dafka kli cheres that doesn't have it, because the kli cheres is not metame on the outside, mashenke, and any other keli which is mekabel tuma, they would be exeir. And that's a psak of the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Kuf Tzadiches, Siflam and Aleph, that any keli that's mekabel tuma, you can't be tevel on it. Now, the Rambam is the chayim mavur not that way. The Rambam says, "Letitvul agabe kli cheres aysal ukiyetzvem mibnei shemafachedes loytalalot tvila." So the Rambam didn't seem to have learned the Gemara, silta means a log or a piece of wood, because he says sal, maybe at a different gersa. And l'chaira, he would learn the havamin, it's dafka kli cheres, it's dafka cheres, like Rashi and Taisis, it's daimin tamer chetzais. And the Rambam says, no, it's even a sal, even a basket, but a sal is of course makabel tumah. And still the Rambam says that the problem is that she's scared. So you see that the Rambam doesn't hold there's a problem of being makabel tumah. And the way the Kesef Mishnah, the Beis Yosef, learns the Rambam, that he says, doesn't mean that b'di'evit it won't be oil l'tvila, it means she'll be mefechedes, and we're afraid that it won't be oil l'tvila. So that's why the chachkila, she's not allowed to do it. But the Rambam's mavur, that there is no problem of being tevil on a keli. And the Rosh is also mavur that way. The Rosh only brings down the din of b'yisa. He doesn't bring down the din of Xeris Mechatzais. And the Rosh has a machlekes with the Rash on that Mishnah about being tevil on the safsal that we mentioned, which is, so there's a kasha from the Gemara in Chagiga that says you can be tevil a kli teich kli. So the Rash has the kasha there. If you can't be tevil on top of a safsal, because they don't want you to be tevil on top of a kli, so how could you be tevil a kli inside another kli? So the Rash there makes a chilek between a stationary kli and a movable kli. The Xeris Merchatzais is on a stationary kli. That's takel more like a merchatz. Mashegin, if you take the entire keli and bring it into the mikvah, a movable keli, so then there's no Xera. You can be taivel a kli taich kli as long as the outer kli is a movable kli. So lefi the Rash, if you have a stationary kli on the floor of the mikvah, you would not be allowed to be taivel on that kli. As long as it's stationary, that's the only chiluk he makes. And that would be like the Ravid, and the Rashba, and the Rishayim that we said. Mashenke in the Rosh says a different teretz. He says that when the entire Mayon, when the entire spring goes on the Kli, they were afraid that maybe you'll be tevil on the Kli when it's not mechubah to the Mayon. Mashenke, when you have a Kli inside a mikvah, that's not a problem. It's, the mikvah is all around. It's not a problem. They're not going to be afraid. You'll be tevil in the kli when it's not mechuber. So, Ibazai, according to that teretz, so even a stationary kli, which is standing on the floor of a mikvah, according to the Rosh, it would be mutter. And all this is discussed at length with a big arichos in the Beis Yosef and Siman Kuf Tzadiches. Now, Pashas, according to Rashi and Taisus, that don't learn the havman of Xeris Merchatzais, it's because it's a yinalan to be tevil on top of a kli, but they learn another thing stam because it's cheres and mechitzais are in the cheres. The chayre, they didn't hold of the gzeirim of being tevil on a kli altogether, and now it's stim with the Rambam and the Rosh, like we're saying, that there is no gzeirim be'etzim to be tevil in a kli in a mikvah, and the din that you can't be matvil on the safsal, like we said from the Rosh, is dafka. Because the entire Mayan is going over the Safsal, so then with Cheshish, then maybe it won't be Mechubah to the Mayan. But Ka'amar, Kamar Yishayinim hold that there is a Gzeira, like we said, the Ravid, the Rajba, the Ran, also Rabbeinu Yeruchim Paskins that way, and that's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that besides for this Gzeira of Stam, nothing to do with Kalim, of not being Tevil on a mikvah, on something that's on the ground, on a mound, or on an object, because you might fall off, and we're afraid there's a shayla of biyasa. There's another issue that you can't be tevil while you're standing on anything that's makabel tumah. Any kli matchis, any kli eitz that's a kibbel. L'chari, even a beged is that way. I mean, the Rishayim red ice, we're gonna speak about it soon. The Gemara that Avuah de Shmuel was maftzi b'yayma tishrei. He made machatzolos. And Rashi learns that he put the machatzolos in the nar. He put the machatzolos in the river so the feet won't get muddy and the mud will be a chatzitza. So the Rishayim say that according to the Ravid, he can't do that because machatzolos are mats, and mats are royal amedrus. A mat is meant to walk on, to sit on, to lie down on. It's royal amedrus, and royal amedrus is makabel tumah. You have that in the end of the first parak of Sukkah, that a mat that's meant for shchiva is makabel tumah. You can't use it for srach. L'chayah, then ending on, it'll be a deichik to say, punk to use the mat that was made for Schach, that wasn't made for Shiva, it's not Makabal Tumah. We'll speak about it when we get to the Gemara a little bit more. But then ending on, that if your holder is a problem with a Kli, which is Makabal Tumah, So stam, even when you don't have biyasa, anything that's makabel tumah, you can't be tevel, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. There's a whole big discussion in the Peskim. If you have wooden steps going down into the mikveh, you have wooden steps. Are the wooden steps, they have a wooden ladder. A ladder could be considered roi lemedjes, because a ladder is meant to walk on. If you have the wooden steps going into the mikveh, could you be tevel while you're on the wooden steps? But there's a discussion. If the steps were made in order to be nasa l'shamesh in makarka, they're made to be tuffel to the mikveh, so they're not makabel tumah. That's the whole shmuz in the Peskim. And you know, like we see, the mikvahs today, they're makbid the steps, a part of the mikvah. They don't have a ladder going into the mikvah. That way you could be tevel on the steps. They're not going to be makabel tumah, because the psak halach and shulchan aruch is not to be tevel, says makabel tumah. Even with the evid, the tefillah doesn't work if it's makabel tumah. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara says, Omer of Shmuel Brav Yisuk Isha leititvel benamal. A woman's not allowed to be tevel in a port, in a place where the ships come. And then there's a girsa, Rashi's girsa says, Afagav dahash teleka, even though you don't see anything now, Eime b'rudyuni nafal, maybe it fell off as she was coming up. So if you go to stand here, and this is how Rashi learns in Gemara, it's Mechalikas Rishayim, Rashi and Tesis, what the problem is. Rashi learns the problem is that the mud gets on her foot, and it's a chatzitza. And even though you don't see the chatzitza after the tefillah, you're afraid it maybe fell off. And the same thing, the next Gemara, Avu de Shmuel, Avu de Bante Mikvais, B'yemi Nisan, Avu de Shmuel made set private Mikvais in the springtime. Umafzu B'yemi Tishrei. And B'yemi Tishrei, they went to be tevel in the rivers. They couldn't be tevel in the rivers in the springtime, Rashi explains, because there's rainwater. There's too much rainwater in the springtime. There's too much rainwater. There's more rainwater than the original river water, the water from the ground. The water from the ground is matar b'zeichlin. Even when it's flowing, it's matar. But the rainwater has to be ashbar, and it has to be stationary in the mikvah. So therefore, in the springtime, it's after the long rainy season, so there's a lot of rainwater. So it's rave rainwater, and the male is not matar b'zeichlin. But Yom Tishrei is after the summer, all the rainwater dried up, and now all you have is the regular river water, and that's matar b'zeichlin. But he says, umafsi b'yom Tishrei. What does he mean, umafsi? They use mats. What do they use the mats for? So Rashi says the same thing. They use the mats so they shouldn't get mud on their feet, and it'll be a chatzitza. That's Rashi's pshat. But the Rishonim are in Geiris, Taisus, in the bottom of Samuch Zayinim, of Samuch Vavim and Beis, and the Rishonim, they are in Geiris, Afagav Dahash Taleka Eimu B'rud Yeni Nafal. They are in Geiris that. And they say that the issue here is not nothing to do with the mud being a chatzitza. The issue here is because it can't be tevel in a public place where people could see her, because then she'll be scared, she'll be embarrassed, and she won't be tevel properly. So normal, a port where people could see her, a river where people could come, it's not a place where you could be tevel, because maybe people will see her, and then she's not tevel properly, she's scared that someone's going to see her. Now the Rosh in Hilchus Mikvais in Siman Lamagimel asks Akash and Rashi, the Mishnah there says in Mikvais that you could be tevel a bed in a mikvah even though you're sticking the legs into the mud, because mayim mekadmin, the mud is not a chatzitza, because the water was there first. When let's say you have something stuck to something, let's say you have, also with a keli, that if you're holding onto a keli tightly and you put it into the mikveh, it doesn't work. Your hand is a chatzitza. A shenken, if you dip your hand in water, and the water was there first, so there's a film of water between your hand and the keli, it's mayim mekadmin, so mel it's not a chatzitza. So it says the same thing, when you dip the bed into the mikvah, into the mud of the mikvah, it's okay because the water was there first, so the mud is not a chatzitza. So the Rashi has the kasha, so how does the Shimon Rashi? Rashi's saying that you can't be tevel in muddy water. There's mud on the bottom of the water like a river. She can't be tevel. Here it says you could be tevel the bed, the legs of the bed in the water, even though it's muddy, because mayim mekadmin. Why don't you say mayim mekadmin here also? So the Rosh says that maybe a person is heavier than a bed. Bed is light, so it doesn't get so deep into the mud. So that's why it's not a chatzitza. A person is heavy, will get more deep into the mud, it will be a chatzitza. But the Rosh is bothered, if you're going to say mayim mekadmin, that lechayr should apply even to something that's heavy. Now, the Ramban and the Ran in Masechta Shabbos, Samachay and Mebeis in the sixth perek, they also ask this kasha, and they say it teretz because the leg of a bed is very smooth, so it doesn't get stuck. But the toes, it gets, the mud gets in between the toes of the woman's legs, of woman's feet, and there it gets stuck in between the toes, so you don't say, Mayim Mekad Mechegavna. The Bali Nefesh Leraivet also says that teretz. Higrana says another teretz, that Ein Echinami, if the mud was only in the floor of the mikveh, that's okay. But the problem is the mud is on the side of the mikveh, so she gets mud on herself before she gets into the mikveh, and there's no Mayim Mekadmin. But that's a teretz that the Ramban and the Ran bring down, that it gets in between the toes, and that's why it's a chatzitza. And the Beis Yosef says a third teretz. The Beis Yosef says that the Rash on the Mishnah with the bed says, why isn't the mud a chatzitza? He says, because mud is only chatzitza when it's tira yavein and tita yitzrim. A certain type of very sticky mud, that's a chatzitza. So the Rash is clearly learning the Mishnah that we're dealing with a mud that's not tira yavein and tira yitzrim, so the mud is not a chatzitza, it doesn't stick so well, so there you say, mayim mekadmin. So the Beis Yosef says, l'fi zeh, we can answer the kasha on Rashi. Because maybe in a nomol or in a river, we're afraid that the mud that's on the bottom of a nomol or river is tira yavin and tira yitzrim. Like tira bayres, he says, it's also a type of a mud. So maybe that's the pshat on Rashi. That there are certain muds that you don't say in Mayim Mekam, because the mud is a stickier mud, that mud could be a chatzitza. So those are the three possibilities, either because people are heavy, or because it gets stuck in between the toes, or because the mud is tira yavin and tira yitzrim. But if you learn like the Rishonim, that there's no problem with the mud being chatzitza, the problem is just that she'll be embarrassed, so they learn that mafsi b'yayim tishrei means that he put up the mats as mechitzas. He made the mats as mechitzas to give them privacy so they won't be embarrassed. So there's two pshat then, both in the Namal and in the Shmuel, there was mafsi b'yayim the Nisan, I mean mafsi b'yayim the tishrei. One pshat is because the mud is a chitzitza and the mafsi, the mats, are there to stop your feet from getting into the mud. And like the Rishonim point out, if you hold a dove and makabel tum is a problem, you can't use mats. They say you could use chavila ismeiris, which aren't makabel tum. Or the pshat is because she's embarrassed, and then the mafsi would mean to make mechitzas around her. Now the Shulchan Aruch brings down the din of not being tevel in a muddy place b'shem the yesh aimrim. That's Rashi. Even though the Rishonim will not wait, but he says it b'shem the yesh aimrim. The yesh aimrim shall also tevila. And then he also brings down the other pshat of the Rishonim that she can't be tevel in a place which she'll be embarrassed. Where it's a chash that people will see her. But that, but the Evid, again, if she knows that she was tevel properly, it would be also tevila. Now there are muscles about the mud that Reif Feiskem Amatir, and the Shach says that the minig is to be mekel, but Frani says that could be Rashi's only by Tirei Yavin and Tirei Yechim, and the mud that people are tevel in, the muddy water that people are tevel in, is not Tirei Yavin and Tirei Yechim, so Mel, that's a smach to be mekel even according to Rashi. But the Binas Adam has an Arichas, he says that a lot of Rishonim hold like Rashi. It means Kama Rishonim, and even the Rishonim that learned the Gemara like Taisus loved after the arguing on Rashi, maybe they also hold that mud is chaitzitz. And about that, they're saying that it's only Tirei Yavin when Abaki what Tirei Yavin is, and that's why the Minas Adam, the Chachmas Adam, comes out of Lacha Lamaisa not to be tevel in muddy water. And that's what the Shulchan anyway says, Lechatchila, not to be tevel in muddy water. He only brings down the two shittas, Lagavi B'Dievet. And now let's go right. The Gemara says, Hamid Dinim in Hilchas Chatzitza, the Nesan Tavshel of Novatavla, may also Tvila. And then the Gemara says different Dinim about what the Din Chatzitza by the Rivdit de Kaslisa, the Makkah of the Hakazas Dam, and the Lifl of Sheba Ayin, and the Chol Sheba Teicha Ayin. And then the Gemara brings the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Paschaneh B'Yeser, Atzmaneh B'Yeser, may also Tvila, if she opens her eyes too much, or closes them too much, it doesn't work. And then the Gemara brings Amr Shlakesh Aish like Titvel al Derech Adilasa. Aisha should be Tevel the way she normally stands. And it brings Aish Nirika Eidur Maizik Zaysim, Aish Nirika Reges Uminika Svena. Now Taisus brings in a Girsa that Kamar Yishainim had, and he brings a Rashi and Tshuva that's Deiched a Girsa, and that Gemara doesn't have it. I'll pee the Rashi in the Tshuva. But Kamar Yishainim had it, he brings Rebbeinu Chanan, Loch Sigdelos, Rebbeinu Tam held of it, the Rambam held of the Girsa, the Ravid, the Rajva, and bring up Sadi Goyin, that it said, before Amr Shlokesh, v'les hilchas ha'kachol hani shmeitza. El kihoda Amr Shlokesh, ha'isha, v'tishvel derech adilasa. That we don't pass like all the shmeitzes, And Rashi held that it's not Shum because he says, where do you see from Rish Lakish, not like anything we said before, Rish Lakish meant a different thing. And also, how could it be that these were all said for Tyrus, they were said in Bavel, and also it said, Ishali Tijvel Benamel, and Nos Na Tavshel Lebenov Tavla, so you see what Tomani Isha, and Avud Shmuel was in Bavel, and he made for Lebante Mikvais. So you see that we're talking about for Lebala. But the Rishayim had the gear. So Kamer Rishayim say it's not the pshat that we see in Rish Lakish, not that way. We just say that all these chumras are only for Tyrus. The only chumra that we have by Tvila, which is Labailo, also is Rish Lakish. But it doesn't mean that Rish Lakish is a raya, not like the other ones. That's what Kamer Rishayim say. The Raman, the Rashbam, but they say the Rif and Ilchus Nida at the end of Shavuos is Mashma that Rish Lakish is a raya, not like it. So then they say that he's going back just on Otzmei Ne'a B'yaser, Epachsei Ne'a B'yaser. Rabbi Eichon is saying if she keeps her eyes open too wide or her eyes shut too tight, it's a chatzitza. But no, Rish Lakish says Derech Dilasa is okay, and that's not a chsayin in Derech Dilasa. There's also a shayla, the Ravid seems to learn it's only going back on the three chatzitzas that we mentioned just earlier, the Rivda de Kaslisa and the Liplov Shabayin, and the Kachal Shabbatai Chayin, where there it didn't mention anything about a Isha. But it's not going back on the Isha like Titvah Benamol and the Nas Natavshul Benam. And some say it's only going on the Din of Atzmen Abiyaser, Aypachsen Abiyaser. Those Shmuzin the Rishainim. Halacha Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch brings down all these halachas Menegeya Baila also, like Rashi, but like I said, Rav Rishainim, don't hold their only gay to Baila, but there's a shayla about some of them that maybe it was only going back on some and not on all of them. But Taisus, who's chayshish v'gesis Rashi, says that she should make sure not to be peches in Abiyaser or Eitzim in Abiyaser, should open her eyes too wide or shut them too tight. And that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But Taisus says another thing. He says, even if you are gayris, less hilchik skolani shmeitza, but still, she has to make sure to keep her mouth open. And he says, that's a chalei pirushim, because you need roi l'bias mayim. And if the mouth is closed, it's not roi l'bias mayim. Just like the Shevchasel Sherebi, they found that Etzim Ben Shinel, and he was matzich another tefillah like we had before in Samach Vavim with Beis, you need roi l'bias mayim. And he says, it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, nida, shenas n'mayis b'fiya, whatever it is, and then says, nas n'sar b'fiya kaf siyada kam sasif siseya ki ilu le'tavlam. So she closes her lips. It's as if she wasn't tevil, so she has to keep her mouth open. As I state in Daisus. Now, the Rash on the Mishnah says that also, on the Mishnah of Kamsisusab, because you need royal to be a smayim, the mayim has to be able to get into the mouth. But then he brings another pshat, that he says, ksasa yanira, that it means that she closes her lips very tight. She closes her lips very tight, then it's a problem, but otherwise it's not a problem. And at the end of Masechta's voice in Perek Yud, he only goes with Abshat. He says, it's only when she closes the lips very tight. And the Rosh holds that way, and Kamer Rishayim bring it, the Rishayim here, the Ramban and the Rashba, and the Ravid and Bali Nefesh says it, that it's only when she closes the lips very tight. And the Rishayim's Tom, why closing lips very tight is a problem, they say because then you're getting part of the lip which is not based on stone. You're getting part of the lip which is chitza. And if you close your lips very tight in the water, so then you're also covering a part of the lip which is not based on stone. But the rest of the mouth, the inside of the mouth which is based on stone doesn't need bias mayim. So it's okay, it's water can't get in. So zekum bezem achloik is yishenim, Taisus and the first part of the Rash holds that if she closes her mouth, so then the mouth is not even called royal to be a smayim. And male is a problem even if she just closes her mouth. Mashenka in the second pirush of the Rash, which the Rash was masking to at the end of Masechtas Mikvais, and Kama other Rishayim hold, that closing the mouth doesn't make it ice royal to be a smayim. It just makes it ice be a smayim. So Mela, the problem with Karsis who said that the Mishnah says is no good is only if she closes her lips very tight and then she's being chaitzitz also on a makam chitzim, which needs actual bias mayim. And she's preventing bias mayim on a place which is not basis storm. Masha'en Kain, preventing water from getting inside the mouth, That's not a problem. That doesn't make it ois roi l'bias mayim. So the Shaul, how do we understand this machlokes Rishonim if she has to close her mouth because you need roi l'bias mayim? Well, no, it's okay if she closes her mouth. Why do we say it's still considered roi l'bias mayim? Like the Rishonim, this is the psak halacha and Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch just brings it down menastam that she does not have to open her mouth. And the whole problem of kashrus of Esau would only be if she's closing her mouth very tightly. So there are kama achrenim that say, the Chai Adam, the Chachmas Adam says this, the Lechem V'Simla, and the Aruch HaShulchan, that they say that if she doesn't close her mouth tightly, the Shulchan Aruch that says, Ein Tzarech Liftech Pia. Why is that? Because if she doesn't close her mouth tightly, the water could get into her mouth. She's not going to close her mouth tightly, they say, because her mouth has to be royal l'bias mayim. And if she closes her mouth tightly, it's not going to be royal l'bias mayim. And the Lechem V'Simla brings, that the Pesachei Tshuva brings down from the Chamudi Daniel, Xaviadi says, that if she clenches her teeth tightly, her lips are not tight, but she clenches her teeth tightly, it's not a problem. And that's because the Chamudi Daniel was going with the Lashon of the Rishonim, that the problem with closing her mouth tightly was not that the water can't get into the mouth. The problem with closing the mouth tightly was that you're also covering the Makom Chitzain. So that's only when you close the lips tightly. But if you clench your teeth tightly, that's fine. But the Lechem V'Simla says, no, it's right to be machma, she shouldn't clench her teeth tightly, because you need that the water should get into the mouth. So there's a tshuva from Igros Meshem, which I'm going to explain the Igros Meshem's pshat soon, but there's a tshuva from Igros Meshem, he didn't bring that from Ulnachreinim, he just brought it down from the Aruch HaShulchan, that the Aruch HaShulchan says that the reason why she can't close the lips tightly is that the water should be able to get into her mouth. He says, correctly, that the Rishonim say not the way. The Rishonim say that the reason why she can't close her lips tightly is because it's going to cover her makom chitzain. And he says it doesn't make sense to him. It's a machlokes in Metzias that Tosfos and the first Teretz of the Rash hold that she has to keep her mouth open in order for the water to get in. And the other Rishonim hold, no, the water can get in even if it's not, even if it's closed, as long as it's not closed tightly. Doesn't make sense to have machlokes and metzias. Elamai, there was a mask and the water can't get in. And still, for whatever reason they hold, even though the water can't get in, that it's called roi l'bias mayim. As long as you're not covering a makom chitzin, a makom which is not beis hasdarim, which would happen if you close the mouth tightly. But it seems like kapodim nachreinim are learning that everyone holds the water has to get into the mouth. But I think the pshat nachreinim is like this. Beis Hasdarim needs roi l'bias mayim, means the water has to be able to get to the Beis Hasdarim. But the pshat was, it doesn't have to actually get there. It has to be able to get there. So what does it mean, able to get there? So the pshat is, if you stay in the mikvah long enough, so the water will leak in. And that's true l'charei, but all the Beis Hasdarim and the Beis HaKmatim, the pshat is the water doesn't go on, because she's not in the mikvah that long, and it takes a little time for the water to seep through. But the pshat is anything which is not so tight, eventually water could seep through. And water could seep through, that's what's called roi l'bias mayim. So that's the machlokes. If she closes her lips, maybe it'll take a long time for the water to seep through. So some Rishonim hold, that's not good enough to be called roi l'bias mayim. Maybe it'll take too long, or maybe it won't be necessarily seep through. And the other Rishonim hold, no, avada water can't get in. Normally water's not going to get into her mouth when she goes in this table. But the pshat is called roi l'bias mayim because she sustained the mikveh for a very, very long time. She can't really stay so long, avada. But if such a matzav would be there for a very long time, the water will seep through. And that alone would make it roi l'bias mayim. That's what I think the achreinim are learning pshat. Well, like we said, like Rav Moshe points out, the Rishonim aren't mashmen that way, and that's also this Pesachei Tshuva Shem the Chamuni Daniel, that a clenched teeth is okay, even though the clenching is very hard that the water won't get through at all, but it doesn't matter. The water doesn't have to get through. It's still called Roi L'bias Mayim. So we have to understand Pshat. Why is it called Roi L'bias Mayim? Either water can't get through. So Rav Moshe says like this. Rav Moshe hits in Yeri Dei Simon Tzadiches, and he says that he wants to be matir. There was a woman that couldn't get water into her ear. It would be a sakana if water would get into her ear. So she'll only be tevil if she takes cotton with Vaseline and puts it in her ear, and then the water won't get through. So the shayla is that a chatzitza? It's not roi l'bias mayim. So Rav Moshe says that since you don't have to open your mouth, Vaseline, the water doesn't have to get in. So Roya Levius Mayim is defined Mitzad the Mokim. Mitzad the Mokim, it's Roya Levius Mayim. This is the two types of chatzitzas. There's a chatzitzas stam, it blocks the water. That chatzitzas is not a problem by Beis HaStarim, because Beis HaStarim doesn't need Levius Mayim. But there's a chatzitzas that makes it the Mokim itself is not a Mokim which water could get on. Because it's stuck onto the Mokim. So it becomes, that makes the Mokim, ice Mokim, that's Roya Levius Mayim. It has to be stuck on. If it's preventing water from getting in without being stuck to the makim, so then that's called Roya Levius Mayim. In the makim goli, that would be a chatzitza. But in the makim Beis HaStarim, there's no Levius Mayim, but it's called Roya Levius Mayim. He says the Etzim Ben Shinei is called stuck. It's called totally stuck into the makim. It's wedged in. It's difficult to get it out. Mashain Kena, if cotton in the air, you can just pull it out. It's not stuck. But it's preventing the water. So that's not a problem. It's just like closing the mouth is not a problem. Because even though the water can't get in the pile, but it's not mitzad the mukim can have water. There's nothing stuck on the mukim. It's just grada. There's something preventing the water from getting in. That's not a problem. That's only a problem when you need bias mayim, not a problem when you need royal bias mayim. That was Igrish Meisha's chiddush about the cotton in the ear. Thing is, what's a little bit shvayt to me is that I think he's also making two breita machlekes between the Rishonim, between the two tzadim of the Rash. Now, Kumtai, the second side of the Rash, the other Rishonim are saying a tremendous chiddush that as long as the makam is Roya Levius Mayim, there's nothing stuck to the makam, even though there's a chatzitza preventing water from getting there, but that's not a problem. Of course, Tais is here, which says you have to open the mouth, and the first side of the Rash clearly doesn't hold that way. So Shigul Chiddush to say that the other Rishonim hold a grace of Chiddush without reading ice exactly why. A grace of Chiddush that as long as the Makam Mitzan Atzma is Roya Levius Mayim, there's nothing stuck there, even though there's a Chatzitza preventing water from getting in, it's still not a problem. The Maisa, the Rav Meisher brings a few Rabbanim that he's dealing with, including his uncle, who was a very big Gadol B'Torah, who disagreed. I saw the Chazon Ish also discuss his Mamash Shaila. Vaishas, it was common that she had to put cotton in her ear because there'll be a sakana to get wood in the ear. And he also wasn't going with the Ramesh's chiddush. Even though Ramesh brought a shtark iraya, the Ramesh brought a iraya from the Mishnah in Shabbos. The Mishnah in Shabbos said that a woman is allowed to go out to the Shus HaRabim on Shabbos with cotton in her ear. And the Mishnah also says that she can't go out with Ritzua Shibarashi Abanais, with Chutei Seir. She can't go out with headbands. And the reason why the Gemara says, because anything that's a chatzitza, she can't go out with, because dom misramli tefillah shel mitzvah, and she'll have to be teivel. And vasal asuyid alamis b'shus harabim. So anything which is a chatzitza for tefillah, maybe she'll have to be teivel, and she'll have to take it off because of a chatzitza, and then she'll come to carry it from shus harabim. And yet the Mishnah says she can go out with the ma'ich sheba azna. Vaisteis the ma'ich sheba azna is not a chatzitza. The Rabbanim who was talking to him tried to slug up the raya, but l'chayr is a very stark raya. But like Rabbanim wasn't a skabel necessarily his psak that the cotton in the ear is not a chatzitza because since it's not stuck there, it's still called Roya Levius Mayim. I think that Gdara is like this. I think he's right, and that's the Chamuda Daniel, that she could clench her teeth, and that's what he brings from the Rishonim, that the only problem with her tightly closing her mouth is because she's also going to be chaitzitz on a makim chitz and a makim galoi. Vaisis, you don't need that the water should be able to get in. Not like the achrenim that are saying that the problem with tightly closing her mouth is that the water can't get in. No, that's not the problem. Avada, even if the water can't get in, it's not a chaitzitza. But the yisaitid of her is, it's not an extraneous thing. The yisaitid basis stone that needs royal bias mayim, but not bias mayim, it means that Beis HaStarim, by its very definition, the water can't get there. It's Beis HaStarim. It's hidden. So in them state that it doesn't need bias mayim, meaning you don't have to be megala to Beis HaStarim. You can leave it Beis HaStarim. You can leave it beseser. And anything, if the reason why the water is not getting there is not because of an extraneous chatzitza, not because something else is blocking it, but the Beis HaStarim itself, the guf that's putting it beseser itself, that's what's blocking it. That they hold is not a chsoin in Roya Levius Mayim. Now, Shengen, if you put something else there, If there's something extraneous that's blocking it, even if it's not stuck on there, even if it's grounded blocking it, but there's something that would prevent the water from coming, even if it wouldn't be a Deser Stein, it's not the goof, that's the fact that it's for Seser that the water's not coming. There's something else, there's another reason why the water's not coming. So now it'll be called a Neroy Lubias Mayim. And the Machalikas Rishaynim, if she has to close her mouth or not, is that the Rishaynim is saying that the mouth has to be open. I'm learning up in the Mishnah that a closed mouth is already more than basis time. That's not the derech dilasa of the Isha. Just like when the eyes are too open or eyes are shut tight, if the mouth is closed, since the mouth is very often open, the closed mouth is not called the derech dilasa of the Isha. Now Shank and the other Rishaynim will know that the closed mouth is avada derech dilasa of the Isha, since most of the time the mouth is closed. So only when she closes it more tight, so then she's covering a makam chitzin as well. But the pshat is l'kuli alma, whatever's stopping the water, not mitzad the fact that it's a base of stone, but an extraneous thing that would be called a chatzitza. But the reason why she doesn't have to open her mouth l'alacha is because that is the base of stone shabai that's blocking it, not something else. That's what I would taina. I saw there the Rav Moshe, the shtickle that I said in the previous shir to explain why by a base of stone you go l'kula by a suffik, and by a makam golu you go l'chumra, that I explained in the previous shir, not like the achreinim, that by a makam golu the shayla is if there's a tefillah altogether, because you need bias mayim, and if you don't have bias mayim, it's a chesaron in the whole tefillah. If you shayla is if you need a tefillah altogether, so there the cheskes tumah tells you have to be machem by sveikus. Mashenge, my basis story, we have a tefillah. It's a tefillah v'neinu. It's only a t'nai de ma'akev, since you don't need bias mayim, so it's not a chesaron in the tefillah. It's a t'nai de ma'akev, it's something which is ma'akev the tefillah, but since the tefillah is b'feneinu, and the shayla is if you have something that's ma'akev the tefillah, so the cheskes tumah doesn't tell you to machma and sveikus. I saw, now I was going through this tshuva of Nigris Meisha about the cotton in the ear, he mamish says that story, mamish to answer the thing. It could be I saw it originally and I forgot the makar to it, or it could be I was mechavin. Palak upon him, this far is taka swara for Nigris Meisha. And now let's see the Gemara Vaita. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba Rabba Chana, Nima Achas Keshura Chetzetzis. If one hair is tied, it's a chetzitza. Shalosh ein chatzitzis. Three hairs tied together is not a chatzitza because it's not tied so tightly, and water can get in. So that's why it's not a chatzitza. Shtayim eni yedeya, erbeichen am ein lan anu anu ein lanu al achas. And only one hair, two hairs is not a chatzitza. Now the shaila is if you only have one hair that's tied, even if the water can't get in, but why wouldn't there be a heter of miyad she'ein makvit? The Gemara right afterwards says, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Dvar Tei Rubei HaMakbet Olav Chaitzitz, Midereisa, you need both Roiv and Makbet, Tzalachem Eshim Yisinei Rashi says, and Rubei Ve'ena Makbet Olav Ena Chaitzitz, if it's Roiv and Ena Makbet Yina Chaitzitz, the Gaza Rubei She'ena Makbet Mishim Rubei HaMakbet, the Gaza Amutei HaMakbet Mishim Rubei HaMakbet, and they weren't Gezer on Miyat She'ena Makbet, the Gemara says. So one here is a Miyat, and it's also Ena Makbet, no one cares if one here has a nan in it. So why is it a chatzitza, even if the water can't go in, why isn't it a miyat she'ena makbet? So the Rosh, in Ilchus Mikvais, when he quotes the Gemara, and the Ran, at the end of Ilchus Nidam, in Shuas, and the Rajman Teres Abayis, and other Yishayinim, they all say it means that roiv of the hairs were having that in them, roiv of the hairs were tied, but they were tied each hair individually. Nima achas kashura is a chatzitza, the says that if you're going to have a lot of hairs, b'ayfin, that you're going to have rave of the hairs tied, so then you have rave. And then you have rave, so then it's a chatzitza. Perenechinami, one hair that's tied, even if the water can't get through, it won't be a chatzitza because it's miyat she'ena makbet. But the Rambam, in Perek Beis Luchas Mekvayis, Lachet Ezvav, he says, Sarah achash nikshu chatzitza, so who she'e makbet aleo? He talks about mamish one ear, just one ear, and he says it's a chatzitza if the woman is makbid, if she happens to be makbid. Could be there be some women that'll be makbid. If she happens to be makbid, so then it's a chatzitza. We're going to mention soon that there's a machalikis rishainim, if you have rave of the hair, but ain't a makbid, is that considered a chatzitza? In other words, does the rubai hamakbid, is that dafka when it's rave of the hair and the guf together? It's like considered one big thing. That's the Rambam shita. So the Rambam doesn't hold that rave of the hair alone is considered rave. The other rishayim hold that when you have rave of the hair, then you don't even need makbid. Then it's already considered a chatzitza al rubai, even rubai shayna makbid. Al kopanim, the rishayim are saying that the case is they have rave of the hair, each one tied individually, and that's the case of nim achas kshura chetzetzis. And the Rambam's learning more kipshutai, they only have one hair, and we're talking about that she's makbid. And the Beis Yosef discusses like this, when it says rubei hamakbid, midiraisa, or midirabanan, miyat hamakbid, is makbid totally an individual person, or is makbid totally on the derech that people are makbid? The Beis Yosef in the beginning of Kusar Eches, the Torah says if it's derech b'nei Adam lahakbid, that's good enough. It's mashma, even if this individual isha is not makbid, but derech b'nei Adam lahakbid is good enough. He says, the mashma says that mefurish in the Bein Yeruchim, that derech lahakbid is enough. You don't need the individual kpeda. But vitzi, if you don't have a derech lahakbid, but you have an individual kpeda, is that also an iser? The Beis Yosef is medayik in this Rambam. The Rambam says, Nima aches kshurim is a chatzitza, v'hu sheti makbid. He said, of course, it's not the derech to makbid on one here. That's for sure. So it must be the sheet that the Rambam is, and an individual paid is good enough. And he says, the Torah is mashed that away. When the Torah is discussing, when you have dirt under the fingernails, in a case where most people aren't makbid, so the Torah says, Hilchach misha ain't a makbid, ain't a chatzitz. We're talking about most people aren't makbid. He says, therefore, someone who's not makbid is not chaytzitz. It's mash maklar in the Torah that even something that rave people are not makbid on, if the individual is makbid, it's chaytzitz. But the Beis Yosef says that the mashmais of the Rashba is not the way. The mashmais of the Rashba is that it's totally dafkin rave. And if rave aren't makbid, even if this isha individually is makbid, that also won't be a chaytzitza. And the Rambam declares to say, maybe the Rambam holds that it's only totally individual. It's not totally Reiv Bechlal. It's all totally individual. But I find that Beis Yosef doesn't know if there's any Rishayim that hold that you go both ways L'chumra. That if Reiv is Makbid, even if you're not Makbid, it's Aser. And if you're Makbid, even if Reiv is not Makbid, it's also Aser. The Rashba says it's totally in Reiv. And the Rambam is Meduyik. That is totally an individual. So maybe also Bechal not totally right. The Torah, though, is mashmids both. The Torah says, Klai derek menad lamahakbid is good enough. And still the Torah says that if the case where it's not the derek, someone who's not makbid isn't chaitzis. The Dakimesh also brings the merdchai is mashma. They go both ways, the chumra. Al-Gobanim, I think I'm a medayik in that shmata of Rashi. That Rashi just leaves the Gemara the way it is. The Rashi just says, Nima achas kshurim. It's kashal levad, it's mehedik, it's a chatzitza. He doesn't read ice like the Rishayim, like the Ran and the Rosh and the Rashba, that rave of the hears it that way. To me, it's a shtickle Rashba that he means only one here, and then you have to go like the Rambam, that we're talking about this particular Isha happens to be Makbid, and even if rave are not Makbid, it's totally an individual. Al-Kabana Malach and the Shulchan Aruch brings both. Shulchan Aruch brings that rave alone, if Reiv are Makbid, even if she's not Makbid, it's a Chatzitza. And if she is Makbid, even if Reiv are not Makbid, it's also a Chatzitza. The Bnei HaShulchan brings an interesting shmuz, because, like we said, the Rishayim say that we're talking about Reiv of the hairs were tied individually, each one individually, that way the water can't get in, but Reiv of the hairs of the head were tied that way. And they're saying that even if no one be makbid on that, just one knot in each ear. But the problem is that you have rav, and rubai she'ena makbid is also chaitzitz. And like we'll say, like we're going to discuss soon, this goes like the sheet, this rishenim, rav rishenim, that the din of rav, the guf is separate and the hair is separate. Rav of the guf is a din rav, and rav of the hair is a din rav. But it means that Avnei Nezer, Simon Reish Samar Gimel, Sifkan Dal, is bothered that even if rave of the hairs each have a knot in it, but the knot isn't rave of the hair. So if you're counting rave of the area of the entire hair, even if all of the hairs would have one knot in them, but you still don't have roiv of the hair becholius, because the knot is only a small part of the actual hair. And the Yishayim and the Shulchan Aruch says that even without kpeda, if roiv of the hairs are tied each one into a knot, then it's no good. So what's the pshat in that? So the Badei Shulchan brings down the Avnei Nezer. It's in Siman Reish Samach Gimel Sifkat and Dalad, that he says behechik, you have to say, even though it's a deichik, that it doesn't mean that there's only one knot in the hair. It means that there's enough knots in the hair to cover roiv of the hair. There's a few knots in the hair, but there's enough knots to cover roiv of the hair, and it's that way for roiv of the hairs. Says the shtigl deichik, but that's what you have to say, because otherwise, even one knot in roiv of each hair is not roiv of the hair. But the Badei Shulchan says, if stimus apaiskim is not mashmel that way, even though it's a very good aura, he wants to say maybe it's the machlokes achreinim, he brings in his biurim, because there's a case where you have all the hair is knotted up, is braided together. So even in a case where you're not makbid, there's a panim iris, chelik beisim, kuv mizayin, the chachmas adam, klal kuf yates din hei, that says that if it's all the hairs, there's a problem of kulay. So you don't have the din of ene makbid. Even though the braid is only covering part of the hair, there are some parts here, the outside of the braid is still water could get into. But then he said that Samach Tzedek brings from the Chuvas Meshivas Nefesh that says that's not called Kulay, because there is some part of the hair that the water does get into. So maybe it's the Machlokes Achreinim, this Nakuda. And he brings a Mordechai, very interesting, a Mordechai in Shavuos Eis Tavshim Emches, that he says, what does it mean, Rubai, what do you mean, Rubai, Amakbidol of Chaitzitz? That we're talking about the hair. And Rubai means that roiv of the hair are tied, each hair, one hair by itself. And they says, Ikeda Amri, if roiv of the hair is covered with dirt or other things, then it's Chaitzitz. So why do you say Ikeda Amri if roiv of the hair is covered with dirt? Why do you need the Ikeda Amri pshat? So he was clarifying that maybe the Ikeda Amri that the Mordechai brings doesn't hold that roiv here. Each one has a knot and it would be called roiv, because even though you have roiv of the hairs, but each hair, you don't have roiv of each hair. So merely you don't have roiv. So that's why he says it's covered with dirt. There you can have the roiv of all the hairs, b'chlolius are covered with dirt. So as it's Yisantishtel, I'm asking Tim that the mashmois of the Rishainim and the Paiskim is that if roiv of the hairs, each one has one knot in it, it's called rave. Paitaka don't understand why. Why would that be called rave? Even though you have rave here, is it has a chatzitz in it, but the hair itself, rave of the hair, is what is going on to it. So why would that be called rave? And now the next gemara, Amar Ab Yitzchak Dvar Teira, Rubei Amakbidol Chaitzitz, Rubei Ve'en Amakbidol Ve'en Chaitzitz. Min the Raisi, you need two things to be a chatzitz, rave and makbid. Min the Rabbanan, they said that one is good enough. Rav Shein HaMakbid or Miyad HaMakbid are both Chaitzitz min the Rabbanan, and Miyad Shein HaMakbid is not Chaitzitz at all. So Rashi says, Rubai Rav Sarai Kasher Achas Achas. Most of the hair, Kasher Achas Achas, that's what it means, Rubai. Now Taisus and Erevin, Davdalam and Beis, and Ansukah Davav, Taisus Namzon, that what Rashi means is that the whole din of Rubai Amakbid is dafka said by Sar. But by the guf, there is no din of Rubai Amakbid by a guf, even a miyat, is chaitzitz. The Ridvan Erevin says, it's not what Rashi means. Rashi just means Rav Sarai to tell you that the Sar itself has its own din Rav. It's not the Sar together with the guf, like we spoke before, like when they speak, like the Rambam holds. But Rashi's trying to say, like the Ga'inim, that the Tsar itself has a din roiv. But Taisus brings down, or Kapanav Yizlicha brings down such a shita, that it's only a din by the Tsar, it's not a din by the guf b'chlal. So that's Yachin and the Rishainim. Smash Marashi held that way. Taisus asks a few kashas. One kasha Taisus asks is the Gemara Yivam, it says, Muberish and Zgair, Bo'mdoin Tzricha Tvila. That a Muberish, that's Megayer, that's considered a Tvila for the Uber also. And the Gemara says, that even though there's a din, I mean, there Isa, and it's Ein Amak, but even if it's Rav, it's not Chaitzitz, but that's only Rav. When it's Koil, even Ein Amak, but it's not Chaitzitz. If you're going to say that Holden was dafka by Sarah and not by Guf, so the Gemara should have said that that didn't only by Sarah, but by Guf, even Reilis Chaitzitz, by Eina Makbit. So the Arzeruah says the Teretz, that Eina Chanami, the Gemara was asking Lerabusa. The Arzeruah is Hilchas Nida Simen Ches, Eina Chanami, the Gemara was only asking Lerabusa, Intim Salaim, Rabitzuk's din would apply to Guf, would only be by Reiv, not by Kail. But really you could say Rabitzuk's din is dafka by Sarah. Taiz also asked the Kasha, from a lot of places it's Mvurda by Kalim you have this din. It says the Revav of Bigdai, it's Chaitzitz, but Meichri Revav is not Chaitzitz because they're not Makbid. And you see, Kama cases of Chatzitza, the Gemara gives by Kalim, it talks about if you're Makbid or not Makbid, Vais is the same din of Eina Makbid is by Kalim. So the Arzeruah there says, Avarit, that Kalim would have a din like Sar. But it's not 100% clear why. That's sort of stipple him. Kolos Yaakov and Sukkah Simen Hey, he says a Geshmak Azach, he says that the reason why by a guf you don't have the heterium by chatzitza, that if it's a miyat or if it's a ena mak, but it's not a chatzitza, is by guf it says kol basare. It says kol basare. Kol basare is telling you they need everything. And any chatzitz is a problem. Mashenke by sari doesn't say kol sari. You learn now from S. S b'sari, t'yemar b'sari, there's no din of kol by sari. So Mel, that's why there's din chatzitza that you have a miyat if it's just a miyat or just ain't a makbid, it's not a din chatzitza. So who would in kalim, it doesn't say kol, it just says v'rach ha'samayim, it doesn't say kol, and Mela, that's why you'd have the coolest by kalim just like you have by sari. But like I said, that's a das yachid, to say that by guf, you don't have the terim b'chatzitzes. But there is a machlekes, Ramam and Gainim, and the Gainim say that when you have Rav Sar, and the Nusach is Rav Sar, that each Sar is kasha echas v'fnei atzmai, that's Rav, and that's a chatzitza. And the Ramam says in that, v'yir elish, is Sar shalom k'guf v'yuchashav, linyan tefila v'enik k'guf v'fnei atzmai. It's the same guf, not a different guf, k'desh nema Rav Sar. Rave means rave of the guf together with the sar. The sar is a chelik of the guf. So even if you have rave of the sar, or the whole sar, was kasha nima nima if they atzmai, it wouldn't be called the chatzitza of rave unless you mitzarif to that rave of the guf. Like let's say you have 49% of the guf, and you also have rave of the sar, so that would be altogether rave. But it's one guf, it's considered one thing. That's a shita saramba. But a lot of Rishayim argue, he brings the Gainim that hold that that way. The Raivin and Asagas, the Raivin says, Kedivir Gainim hu Iker. And like we said, the Rajba, the Rosh, and the Ran, and Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that they all say that the Pshat of the Gemara, Nima Achas, Kshuris Ketzetzis, means that Raiv of the here is Akasha Nima Nima, they all saying that Raiv is totally in the Sar alone. So the Rambam is commanded as Yachin and the Rishayim in this Prat. I saw in the Chachmas Adam, Simen Kuf Yates Eis Hei, he's discussing like this. He's discussing, let's say you have a case where Isha has Rav over here has to be covered. And she's Eina Makbet. Because of a Chayli, whatever it is, Rav over here has to be covered. So it's a Shasat Chak. So he was claiming to Yimata with a Svek Sveka like this. That maybe like the Rambam, that Rav over here is not good enough to be a Chatzitza. You need Rav over here plus the Guf. Or maybe, even if you're going to say not like the Rambam, but there's also a Shail and Achreinim he brings. It's a Jitara, the Prisha, the Faris Lamay, should they bring a Shail? What's the din? Like, I mean, the Gainim that say that the hair is neither Mifnei Atzmai, does it mean all the hair on the guf? Because there's a few places of hair. There's the head, there's the Beis HaShechi, there's the Beis HaErva. There are a few places we have hair. So the Pshat is that each place you have hair is totally in rave of that place. Or do you down all the hair together? So if it's rave of the hair of the head, so if you mitzayef all the other hair of the guf, you don't have rave. So maybe first of all, it's like the Rambam, that you don't go rave of the hair altogether, it's rave of the guf. And second of all, even if you're going to say go rave of the hair, but could we use all the hair? So maybe that would be called the sex taker, but he was claiming that first of all, it might be called shei mechad, it might be called one suffix, is this a problem of rave? And then he was claiming that maybe you don't say that the Rambam is a Safik, because since Rav Yishayin hold not like him, the Gainim, the Rajma, the Rosh, the Ran, Rabbeinu Yeruchim, so maybe he's like a Yachid, Keneged Rabbim, which doesn't, not give him its tariff to a Svek Sveika. There's a Briski Rav, the Briski Rav says that a Mahalach just had to understand the Machlokes, the Rambam and the Gainim. That the Briski Rav says, and there's what's the Pshat and the Gainim he wants to know. There's no two dinim, there's no two din, there's a Bias Mayim in the Guf and a Bias Mayim of the Sar. It's one din Bias Mayim, it's one din Tmila. What's the Pshat and the Gainim? That's what he's bothered with, the Tamayu the Gainim Tzarech Bir, he says, why should each one have its own Rav? So he says, the Yisayna Davar is like this. Why does it work when you don't have Ruba Yomakbid? Why is that a good tefillah? He says, that Gemara we quoted, the Gemara in Yevam Mustafayin Ches, that says that even if you hold, even though Midaraisa, Ruba Yomakbid is Chaitzitz, Ruba Yishayna Makbid is not Chaitzitz, but Kula is Chaitzitz. Why? Because if you have Kula, you don't have Bias Mayim altogether. The Yisayna works is if you have Bias Mayim, now the shayla is, do you have Bias Mayim on everything? So there the dini chatzitza. If the pshat is Yeinu Makbid, so it's called Yeinu Makbid. So male doesn't have the hilchus chatzitza because it's Yeinu Makbid. So male, the Bias Mayim on Miksasa is good enough because you have Bias Mayim. I don't have Bias Mayim on everything, but it's Yeinu Makbid. It's not called the chatzitza, it's called the Bias Mayim on everything. Who are then, even if you're Makbid, but you have Raif? So the pshat is, you have Rubik Kekulai, the Bias Mayim of Rav works on everything else, and then Rubik Kekulai. But the insight is that then Bias Mayim goes on the whole goof, it's just the chatzitza's ma'akiv, so if it doesn't have Hilchas chatzitza, if it's a me, it's a, say Rubik Kekulai. Or if it's Eina Makbid, so Okapanami. Eina Makbid is the pshat, that's not a chatzitza, so even Miksasa would work. That's Allah Chalashi Messina of chatzitzas. That's why the Gemara is saying, if you have Kulai, you have Kula, you don't have Bias Mayim altogether. So male, it's not a Vart HaChatzitz, you don't have Bias Mayim altogether. So male, it can't work altogether. So now he's saying like this, before the Ribuy of Sar, so the Pshat is two dinim, there's a Guf and there's a Sar. They're like two Gufim. And the Torah says the Guf needs Bias Mayim, the Sar doesn't need Bias Mayim. Noch the Ribuy, that's the Machlekes Ram and the Gainim. The Gainim all is Vaita two Gufim. The Vaita has its own din Bias Mayim. Says it has the same din Bias Mayim, but Vaita the Pshat is the Chalois Maisa Bias Mayim is one thing. But Lagabi the Chatzitza, Lagabi, whether it's called the Bias Mayim on the whole thing with the Bias Mayim B'miksas, there the Pshat is it wipes two different Gufim. Hashenga the Rambam holds no. The Rambam holds, and that's the Nusach of the Rambam. Sar Shalom Kegufa Echashav Linyan Tvil of any Guf of Ne'atzmai. As I did a din, Lagabi the Etzim din Bias Mayim, it's one din Bias Mayim for the Sar and the Guf together. So who are din, Lagabi the din Chatzitza, Lagabi the din that the Bias Mayim and the Mixer Shavim, the Bias Mayim and the Kail, also Behechach, it means one din Bias Mayim on the Sar and the Guf together. That's the Machlaikis Ram and the Gainim, that's what it says in the Briskira. Now the guy with the etzim din tefillah, rather the sar and the guf is the same din tefillah, it's one tefillah on both. But the guy with this din, that the bias mayim of mixes blimes the bias mayim kekoil, if not for the hilchus chatzitza, there, the gainim hold that since the sar is a separate ribui, so the sar is a separate din, a separate guf, the guy with that din. And the Rambam's no, behechach it's one din. I saw on the stipple there, in the Kolos Yaakov and Sukkah, Simon Hay, very interesting shtickle, that the Achreinim, the Chachmas Adam, and the Menchus Chinuch are bothered, why didn't the Rishainim bring the din that by Kulai, even by Eina Makbid, is a Chatzitza Midaraisa? Why didn't anyone bring such a din? That there's a Chatzitza Midaraisa by Kulai, even by Eina Makbid? As I beg the Achreinim, so the Achiezer, Chelegimel Simla Amigil, brings a very Charifa Stikateritz, B'Shem the Maria Levi. He says like this, the Olam asks the Kasha, Chazal said that Rubei She'ena Makbid is Chaitzitz. So every Rubei She'ena Makbid should have to now be Chaitzitz Midiraisa. Why? Because you're Makbid because you want to have a Tvila. And Midirabonin, it's not going to work. So Meli, you don't want it. You really wouldn't be Makbid on this Rave. It's a Rubai She'ena Makbid. But you are Makbid. Because you're Makbid because it's staring your Tvila. Because Min Rabbanan, you can't have a Tvila when you have Rubai She'ena Makbid. So now that the Rabbanan will gaze that Rubai She'ena Makbid is Chaitzitz, so every Rubai She'ena Makbid should turn into a Rubai Makbid. And it should be Chaitzitz Midaraisa. The halacha l'maisa should be that if someone is Tevil with a Rubai She'ena Makbid, he shouldn't only be not yaser the tefillah midarabanan, he should not be yaser the tefillah midaraisa. So Zakta may relate the happy tirets. Then no, it's not only the rabbanan. Why? Because you're not makbin on the whole roiv. In order for it not to be chetzitzim in the rice, you have to be makbin on the whole chetzitzis roiv. But here, you don't care if you have a miut. You don't care. Let's say you have 51%. So you say you're not makbid, but you say you are makbid because you can't be teivel. But if I would take off 2%, I'd only have 49%. So I'm only makbid on 2%. So I'm only makbid on a miut. I have a roiv which I'm not makbid on, and I have a miut which I am makbid on. Of that roiv, a miut even I am makbid on, but that's not called rubayu makbid. So that's the teretz. That's why midereisa by roiv ve'ena makbid, it works. You don't say he's makbid because he needs the tefillah midarabanan, because he's not makbid on the whole roiv. He's only makbid on a miut. Hazak de Maria Levi is good, but that's only until he gets 100%. But once it's kulay, so mele he's makbid, because in order for him to be yetzir midarabanan, he has to take off more than 50%. So he's makbid on roiv. He has koil which is ena makbid. And he's makbid on roiv because he has to take off roiv in order to get it down to miut, to be a miut sheina makbid that would work midarabanan. So now he's already makbid on roiv. It's already roiv every time you have kulay. That's ena makbid. It's roiv that's makbid because of the din derabanan. And the mele there will be a chatzitza midaraisam. Does like the Maria Levi a happy teretz. So if Chaim Weizer brings it down, and Chaim Weizer says it's not right. Because he's come to, he's saying that the whole din, that Kael She'ena Makbid is a Chatzitza, is only after the Rabbanan made the Gzeira of Rubei HaMakbid. But the Gemara in Yevamah says, Mavur not the way. The Gemara in Yevamah says, Lagabe the din Chatzitza by Muberish and Izgaira, which is a din Dairaisa. And the Gemara says, Midairaisa can't work because Kael is a problem. So you see, even without the Gzeira's Chachamim of Rubei HaMakbid, of Rubei Sheina Makbid, there still is a din that Kulei Sheina Makbid is a Chitzitza Midaraisa. But the disciple says, Enechanami, Avada is such a din. And Avada din is maybe like the way the Brisker Rav explained it, that when you have Kulei Nova Bias Mayim Bechlau, so you can't say that Bias Mayim B'Miksasa is a Bias Mayim on Kulei. Fine, Avada is a din Kulei, but that's a Midaraisa. Now the Shaila is, why did anyone bring it? The Teretz is because once they said the din derabanan, that Rubai, the Einai Makbid is a chitzitza midarabanan, and the only reason why Rubai the Einai Makbid is not called the chitzitza midaraisa hain, because you're only makbid on that part that makes it from miyat to raiv. You're only makbid on that, which is a miyat. But any time you have kulay, so then you're ready, you're makbid on raiv. So the paiskim didn't have to bring it. You don't need a separate din. If there's a separate din, that kulay, even ain't a makbid chatzitza midaraisa. But once there are banim a geyser, and rubai vein a makbid, so come to say, every rubai vein a makbid, you're also makbid. Now normally you're not makbid on the whole roiv, you're only makbid on the part that you need to make it into a roiv. But by kulay, that's already roiv also. So no one had to bring it down because it comes with mele from the din that rubai vein a makbid is a chatzitza midarabanan, so kulay vein a makbid will mele be a chatzitza midaraisa because you'd vibe a mele a makbid on the roiv. Sounds like the disciple is very charifistic. To me, it sounds a little rachik. That's why they were mashmin it, but I'll kapon him. It's a very geshmaka cheshbin and svar.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.